27 and a half minutes past 3 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon. You're tuned to 88 FM, the voice of Bolito, coming to you live from the center of Bolito, the lifestyle center where everything is exceptional. And exceptionally exceptional tonight is the launch of the long-awaited Tiger's Milk Bolito. And to tell us all about it, we've got Amy Raitz in the studio, who has a very close working relationship with the Tiger and the milk, no doubt. Welcome to the afternoon show, Amy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's a great pleasure. Why do you sound so distant? Okay. We'll just have to pump up the volume. There we go. So, Tiger's Milk, it's a brand new concept for Bolito, but not a brand new concept for South Africa. A lot of people were terribly excited when they heard the news that Tiger's Milk was opening in Bolito, and at the Lifestyle Center in particular. What inspired you to decide to move to the center of Bolito?
I think we found an amazing opportunity to position ourselves here. We also, got asked and approached if we would like to, you know, be part of this amazing community. And we saw that there was a great gap for that. So we thought, why not? And we just took that on. This is the 28th Tiger's Milk that we have opened in South Africa. So we are
28th. So there. Okay. What is the secret of the Tiger's Milk success?
Well, this is one of the franchise stores. So this is the fourth one in Durban.
Does franchise mean that, well, we understand the concept of franchise, but it's presumably got a little bit more leeway?
Flexibility, yeah.
Flexibility is a nice word.
Yes.
And what would that flexibility be?
They would just have a bit more of like an ownership feel to it, where they can have like a bit more say as to like what specials they'd want to do and how they'd maybe want to run the store.
And is that because they might have a better handle on the local community?
Yes.
than the mothership in, where is the head office? Cape Town?
Yes, we're based in Cape Town, Woodstock.
Okay. Yeah, Cape Town. Wow. Yeah, it's an interesting thing that over the past few years, and it's a peculiarity that only if you live here you'll understand, but Bolito and Cape Town have been twinned on a couple of interesting occasions, like New Year's Eve. They had the big party that links Cape Town and Bolito. Who knew that? Did you know that?
No, that's actually amazing.
You see, and why that should be is apparently because, well, there is a, shall we call it a community of interest rather than a local community, that tends to frequent both when it comes to, you know, where you want to go on holiday, where you want to invest, where you want to put down roots, and where you want to possibly open a brand new store.
Yeah, I mean, I think this area is also quite popular for the tourists. You know, a lot of people come from Joburg or Cape Town to visit Durban, and I feel like Cape Town's the same. Mm-hmm. A lot of people from Durban and Joburg, you know, it's close to the beach. So there's a similarity in there.
And there's also quite a similar ethos in terms of the lifestyle. People tend to value, I think, the properties that you find, when I say property, the quality of life that you get in Cape Town. And although Bolito is slightly more tropical, there are very similar opportunities to enjoy a little bit of open space and the sea, and yet the entertainment aspect at night is very important. So
yes.
Bang on.
Yeah.
What can Bolito look forward to when you open your doors to the public? Is it open tonight to the press and then to the public tomorrow? Is that the idea?
Yes. So tonight we are welcoming just walk-ins, but we are open every day from 8 a.m. till late. I think from about January, we're going to start quiz nights, which will be quite nice for friends or family. That's quite a fun interactive event to do. You can win prizes. And then we usually do like a themed quiz once a month as well. We also have like live entertainment on the weekends. We've got some like specials, like a pizza special, a burger special running in the week.
I wanted to ask you about that because a lot of folk listening to the name Tiger's Milk, I'm not really sure if it's a restaurant or a pub or a club or a,
it's a
swingers.
Restaurant.
I don't know what happens there. I mean, what is the ethos of Tiger's Milk? What do you specialize in?
It's, you know, it can be whatever you want it to be, I guess.
That's the problem.
So, no, it is a restaurant, and it's a restaurant for everyone. So, if it's a spot where you'd like to choose to have your breakfast, you know, on the weekends or on the weekday.
So, you open
lunch,
for breakfast?
Yes, from 8 a.m. in the mornings, yeah.
Every day?
Every day.
Wow. And, yeah. And closing time?
It all depends. I think like the latest hour would be like 11, 12, depending how busy the store is.
Okay, so you literally trade all hours,
yep.
Relatively speaking.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah.
It's a big space that you've taken. It's mm-hmm. a huge area. What have you done with it?
We've turned it like, obviously the amphitheater area, which is at the bottom. We've got a lot more lower seating, which allows for, you know, the guests to feel a lot more comfortable.
Is that still open to the elements, or have you enclosed it?
No, it's open. So we've used, like, for example, this evening with a little bit of rain, we have put like a marquee stretch tent over. But I think for the most part, you know, going into summer, we don't need to worry that much. I mean, yesterday it was a little bit of a stormy evening, which was
exciting.
A nice welcome to Durban gift, yeah. From Cape Town. But yeah, so we've incorporated.
Oh, she says that like you've never had a wind in Cape Town.
No, we're so used to four seasons in one day there, you know, yeah. In the CBD. But you adapt. Yeah, I think the low seating, we've incorporated actually in a lot of our Tiger's Milks. We used to have a lot more like high seating, high like tables, high chairs. We've seen the element change a bit with the consumer, you know, wanting a little bit more of a relaxed feel when they come and visit us. Mm-hmm. I feel like it does encourage them to stay longer, you know, have a longer luncheon or a really nice like sundowner going into a dinner with friends. So, yeah.
And one always wants to ask the question, what do you do better than anyone else that everyone is going to flock to you for?
Well, we really do have an amazing variety of food, drinks, and we have our own house brand beer called Tiger's Milk Light that we've recently just launched about 3 months ago, which I'd encourage everybody to come and try. It's absolutely amazing, one of the best beers that we have on offer. We also have really beautifully crafted cocktails, and we've just recently redone our menu. So there's an amazing variety of pizzas and burgers and tacos, salads, snacks or platters. So yeah, there's a really good kids menu. Desserts, definitely a win.
So it's
something for everyone. Yes.
And price wise where do you position yourselves?
I'd say, well, the starters would be something from about like 45, and then you're looking at a main from about, I'd say, 120 till about like 170, all depending.
So really well priced.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going for your steaks and your T-bones, those are obviously going to be a little bit more pricey. But yeah, I think it's quite fairly priced for what we have on offer. Our portions are very generous.
Because that's the problem that a lot of folk have encountered, because the food prices have gone sky high. A lot of restaurateurs have actually kept their prices pretty much where they used to be, but to make ends meet, they've had to cut portions, which is often a problem because you know what South Africans are like.
Yeah.
Big appetite. You don't want to. Hey.
Yes.
So you haven't done that?
No. Our portions, I feel, very, very generous. Yeah.
Well, then I'm sure you're going to be absolutely fabulous and very popular in Berlin. And we'll be there a little bit less. Yes. For us. I mean, I've just been told.
Well, we can't wait to see you there.
Wow. It's going to be a. Tiger's Milk is it's a happening thing. It's coming to life now. It's been we've been running it out for a couple of days, and
yep.
People have been in and said, "Ah, amazing, love it," and etc. etc. But there's always been in the beginning of any venture there, you know, there's little niggles, and you've been able to straighten those out now. So, looking forward now to the festive season, it's going to be all systems go. Firing on all 8 cylinders, V8, one of those things, turbocharged, supercharged. We wish you huge success.
Thank you so much.
And well, we'll look forward to seeing you there later and keeping a watching brief on Tiger's Milk at the Lifestyle Center in Ballito. It's a brand new thing. You've just got to get there. Be seen with the rich and famous, like, not like me. No, don't worry. You'll be absolutely welcome. All sorts, all kinds, all flavors, all descriptions. The menu is designed for you. The vibe is designed for you. And we're looking forward to a long, happy association at the center of Belito, the Lifestyle Center, where everything is marvelous. Tuned to The Afternoon Show on a Wednesday. It's 23 minutes to 4 o'clock. My very special guest, Amy Raitz from Tiger's Milk, heading back there now. And I hope we're going to see you all there later.